It's time for exciting varsity girls softball action on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game is brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Dave's County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Softball Booster Club, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Pine Ridge Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and Westside Market. Now let's send it to the field with downtown Ollie Burrows.
And this is downtown Ollie Burrows in windy Tomahawk. I think we'll end up in Northland Pines by the end of the game with the way the wind's blowing today. We're going to take a quick break. They're doing the national anthem. It'll be abbreviated pregame show because everyone wants to get this on the road before winter returns. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Hatchet High School. Downtown Ollie Burrows, top of the first inning, leadoff hitter for the Blue Jays, down 0-2. That's a ground ball to short. Clean pickup, long throw to first. Oh, right off the bat, a bang, bang play. And a base umpire calls the leadoff hitter out. That was bang, bang to say the least. So that was Blue Jays' first hitter. Now coming up, that was Wendorf who ground out 6-3. There's upstairs, ball one. So Sophie Wendorf is going to be inside the circle today. Heckendorf hitting second. She hits that one foul down the first base side. So we did not get the starting lineup, so we will have to go as we can today. The wind is blowing straight out to center field. It's a beautiful ballpark, but let me tell you, routine fly ball could be a dinger today. Inside. Two balls, one strike. Coach Cron in the third base coaching box. So you can hear the wind behind me for the Hatchets. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Upstairs, 3-1. Heckendorf gets back into batter's box, straddling right behind the plate, 3-1. Upstairs, ball four. So that puts Heckendorf on first. And that's going to bring up, batting in the third position, Maya Ott. This is Ott time. This is the kind of weather she gets underneath one, it's going to take a ride. This is probably a 30-mile-an-hour wind at its peak. Downstairs, ball one. There's the throw to second. That'll be a straight-up steal for Heckendorf. Hatchett's catcher bobbled it a little bit, but that would not have been caught no matter what. So we got Heckendorf on second. One ball, no strike count. Here's the rock and the fire way upstairs. Oh, Heckendorf started to head down toward third. Tomahawk catcher, surprisingly enough, just ran it back toward the mound. Two balls, no strikes. There's the rock and the fire. Strike one. Plate umpire with a deliberate call. Two balls, one strike. Heckendorf on second. Top of the first inning. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Here's the 2-1 pitch, rock and fire. That's grounded to short. Heckendorf has to stay. She heads to first. And it gets past the third baseman, thrown across the infield. So that will be a 6-3 putout. And Heckendorf scores. That was an error by the first baseman. So the Blue Jays, one run on no hits. And that's going to bring up the cleanup hitter. Batting from the right side. Here's the wind of the pitch. And that's grounded to second base. Clean pickup over to first. And that's the third out. And for the Blue Jays there, that was believe. Let me see. So I'm going to have to figure out who that one was. That was Olivia Pierce. So Pierce grounds out 4-3. We're going to take a break. After a half inning of play, one run, no hits, one error, nobody left. It's the Blue Jays 1. Tomahawk coming to bat. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Hatchet Field, bottom of the first inning. We'll get the lineups as we can. Wendorf inside the circle, downstairs, two balls, no strikes. So Sophie Wendorf inside the circle. Orzuk at third. There's a strike. One ball, one strike. Leadoff hitter for the Tomahawks. For the Hatchets, I should say. Two balls, one strike. There's a pitch. That's hit in the air to right. Coming in. That's the right fielder. Makes the put out. So this wind is blowing straight out to center field. That was a nice play by the right fielder. Orzuk in a couple steps. Second hitter for the Hatchets. And that's hit to second base. Olaf, ooh, bobbles it, gets it back in the glove. And that's second out. 4-3 on the put out. So that's going to bring up batting third hitter. Wendorf winds and fires. Ball one up. Oh, strike one call. And that's hit. Slow roller. Orzuk picks it up. And she can't pull it out of her glove. That's going to be an error on the third baseman. That's going to bring up the cleanup hitter batting from the left side. So two out error. Blue Jays up 1-0. Wendorf checks her wrist. There's the rock and the fire. Downstairs, ball one. So Orzuk picked it up cleanly, but trying to transfer it to the throwing hand, just couldn't do it, and she held on to it. And that's hit to center field. And making the catch, falling down, was Ava Dietert, and that's going to be it for the first inning. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. After one half inning of play, it's the Merrill Blue Jays 1. The Tomahawk Hatchets nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And here's the 0-2 pitch, bounces in and hits her. That was not what you wanted to do when you're up in the count 0-2. So Orzuk takes first base, and that's going to bring up for the Blue Jays. Gropp, who's in right field, I believe. Maddie Gropp. So runner on first with nobody out. There's the wind, there's the pitch. That's hit to second. Over to short for one. Back to first. Oh, no! Oh, my goodness gracious me. That's the second bang, bang call. It's gone the wrong way. So that's a 4-6-3 double play for the Hatchets. So that's going to bring up Ava Dietert. Dietert from the left side. There's the pitch. Strike one. No balls, one strike. There's the rock and the fire. Dietert hits that one to the left field. That's carrying, carrying, carrying. Going just to the under the fence. Hits the fence. Dietert's going to come in with a double. So that wind took that one from the moment it was hit. It's going to bring up the eighth hitter. for the Blue Jays. That'll be Olof at second base. She hits that into the air. It's heading into short right field. Oh, it's off the right fielder's glove. That's going to be an E9. And ending up at second is Olof. So that takes away the RBI, but it does bring in a second run for the Blue Jays. And that's going to bring up the ninth hitter. And that's probably going to be the designated player. We'll have to see. And that's hit ripped into left center field. Coming around to score is Olof. That was a solid single and a ribby. It'll be an unearned run. But the Blue Jays are up now. So after a dubious call on a 4-6-3 double play, a double. And that's going to bring up, again, Wendorf. Olof hits it to right, comes around to score, and an RBI single. And that's going to be hit. Oh, that's a slow roller to third. Pickup throw. Oh, my goodness, that's three in a row. Wow. 5-3 on the putout. But two runs, two hits, one error, and one left, and after one and a half from Tomahawk, it's the Blue Jays 3, the Hatchets nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Hatchet Field. Ball one downstairs. Blue Jays score two in the top of the inning on a double by Dietert and an error by the right fielder and a single for the ninth hitter. So, oh, there's a fastball. So Weiland was the designated player, I believe. And there's swing and a miss on the outside half of the plate downstairs. Might have been off the black. One ball, two strikes. So those were wind-blown hits to right, and that double for Dietert that went into left center field to the fence. Oh, just a little bit upstairs, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Eckendorf squares. Swing and a miss! So Wendorf gets her first strikeout. So again, in the top of the second, a hit by pitch on an 0-2 count, a dubious 4-6-3 double play, a double, an error by the right fielder, a single before another bang-bang play for the third out. There's upstairs. Sixth hitter in the lineup, and again, we were not able to get the lineups before the game from the Hatchets. 1 ball, no strikes. Wendorf rocks and fires. That's fouled back toward an unsuspecting pooch behind the dugout. Fortunately, he didn't break after it to go fetch. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 out here, bottom of the second. That's hit up the middle, slow roller, but it's still a nice, clean single. Wendorf couldn't get her glove down in time. That's going to bring up the seventh hitter in the lineup for the Hatchets. Batting again from the right side. So runner on first, 1 out. 3-0, Blue Jays leading bottom of the second. Wendorf checks the numbers on the wrist. Fires and that's hit even further toward the track meet. It goes too much farther. Somebody in the long jump pit is going down. I guess they'll get a rerun on that. The 0-1 pitch, outside. Weiland retrieves the ball. One ball, one strike. Wendorf checks the wrist. There's the pitch. Steer right. Oh, downstairs. Two balls, one strike. Wendorf presents. There's the 2-1 pitch. That's grounded to second. Nice play. Over to short. Back to first. Oh, this one's safe. And it truly was a good call, a fielder's choice. Slow roller, but nice play. Olof to short. So that's two outs, putting a runner back on first. Bottom of the second, Blue Jays up 3-0. Up and in, ball one. Eighth hitter in the hatchet lineup. It's bright and sunshiny. Oh, that's going to be grounded to Olof. Over to first. And there's the 4-3 put out. So no runs, one hit. No errors and one left after two from Tomahawk. It's the Merrill Blue Jays 3. The Tomahawk hatchet's nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to the top of the third inning for the Blue Jays. Downtown Ollie Bros, pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. Heckendorf walked and came around to score on an error inside. Oh, strike one. Got a nice place behind home plate, but just enough of an offset. That one clearly looked out inside. Heckendorf fouls it off. One ball, one strike here in the second inning. There's the pitch, way outside. Two balls, one strike. Or check that, one ball, two strikes. I apologize. Top of the third inning, Blue Jays up 3-0. Upstairs. Here's the pitch. Heckendorf hits that one. That's wind blown again. Left fielder. Oh, what a catch. In this kind of condition, what a catch by the left fielder. So that's going to bring up Maya Achi, ground out to short. And after she got out for the second out, the first baseman threw the ball away, trying to keep Heckendorf from getting to third, and Heckendorf scores an unearned run. Strike one outside half of the plate. No balls, one strike, two outs. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one was off the outside corner, but he's been given that strike, so Maya took a good cut at it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Blue Jays up 3-0. Top of the third inning from Tomahawk. Inside, Calder out. So that's two outs, and Olivia Pierce comes up. She ground out 4-3 to second to end the first inning. There's the rock and the fire. Oh, she went around, and I think she foul tipped it. That was a riser out of the strike zone by got to her, but she started to try to connect early. No balls, one strike. Blue Jays up 3-0. Top of the third, downtown Ollie Bros. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Girls Softball here on Blue Jay 96.3. Outside, one ball, one strike. This kind of wind, even at ground level, it's going to back up those outshoots. And that's hit into right field. That is tagged. Two to bounces to the fence. And she's going for three. Here comes the throw to third. Safe. That's a straight up triple for Olivia Pierce in the opposite field. Two bounces to the fence in right center. And that's going to bring up Orzuk. She sacrificed her body on an 0-2 count for the team. So Blue Jays got a runner on third with two outs. There's the rock and the fire. Outside, ball one. Check swing by Orzuk. With this wind, that's hard to tell if that was an outshoot or not. Here's the rock and the fire coming inside. Inside strike, one ball, one strikes. So Pierce on third following the opposite field triple. Here's the 1-1 pitch, down in the dirt. Blocked nicely by the Hatchet's backstop. Two balls and a strike, two outs, runner on third. 3-0, top of three. Upstairs, 3-1. As you can hear the wind blowing briskly, even a routine fly ball could end up deep in the outfield. And that's ball four. Orzuk goes to first on a walk, and that's going to bring up Gropp, who hit into a dubious 4-6-3 double play. All the damage last inning, a double, an error, and a single, producing two runs for the Blue Jays with two outs. There's the pitch. They're trying to keep Orzuk from getting to second and putting two ducks on the pond for the Blue Jays. I'll tell you, though, if there's any ducks out here today, they're grounded because they'll end up in Oneida County. Well, that's inside strike, and Orzuk's going to get second. She was on her way. We'll give her credit for the stolen base because she was on her way. No fielder's indifference on that one. Runners on second and third, two outs. There's the rock and the fire. Another strike. Blue is given that low inside strike. So that's one ball, two strikes to Gropp. Tomahawk Herber presents. There's 1-2, and that's grounded back to the pitcher. Over to first. Woo! Almost had to get dug out. But the 1-3 on the putout, so no runs, one hit. No errors and two left after two and a half from Tomahawk Hatchet Field. It is the Blue Jays 3, the Hatchets nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Hatchet Field. Eckendorf's throw down to second. Not sure who's playing short today, but Wendorf inside the circle goes to the bottom of the third. Ball one bounces in and out. An error in the first, a single in the second. One strikeout for Wendorf. She's been around the plate, and with this win, that is credible performance by both hurlers inside the circles. There's the pitch, and that's hit. Oh, what a snag by Maya Ott. So that was the ninth hitter. Starts out the third with an L3. That's going to bring off the leadoff hitter who hit one to Gropp in right field in the first. Swing and a miss. Okay.
Hey, Blue Jays, ready to show your team.
And there we go. I think we got it solved now. I apologize there. We were able to get you commercials, but unfortunately we had a little trouble with Skype. We got it fixed now. Bottom of the third inning. Blue Jays up on a first inning walk and an error scoring Heckendorf. And the second inning, Dietert's double to left center field and Olof's hit to right with an error and a single by Weiland. So it's 3-0 Blue Jays. Apologize for those technical difficulties. That's hit into left field. Coming in nicely, the left fielder. Another nice defensive play. Olivia Pierce. So again, we apologize. We're in the bottom of the third inning. First inning, Wendorf ground out to short. Heckendorf walks, stole second. Ground out to short. And an error by the first baseman throwing to third scored, and then a ground out to second. There's a strike. In the bottom of the second, hit by pitch, Orzek on an 0-2 count, a dubious double play, 4-6-3. Dietert's double to left center, error on a hit to right, that's a swing and a miss upstairs. No balls, two strikes. Then Weiland with a sharp single left, and last inning triple for Pierce and a walk for Orzek. That's grounded slowly to second. Olof picks it up over to first. And there's the put out. So three up, three down for the Hatchets in the bottom of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. After three complete, it's the Merrill Blue Jays 3, the Tomahawk Hatchets 0. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk. Dietert, bottom or top of the fourth inning. Game going quickly. Blue Jays up 3-0. Dietert doubled and came around to score on Olof's hit to right field. That was dropped by the right fielder. Dietert holds up and there's strike on the outer half of the plate. Dietert gave that ball a ride. Three hops to the wall in left center. And she hits it again down the left field line. This time it's well foul. So you've got a lot of room down the third and the first base lines before you get to that fence. But that is an invitingly short left and right field porch. Dietert's probably not going to get around on it, but a routine fly could go out. And she hits it to short. Looks like a clean pickup. That's an E6 straight up, if you're keeping score with me. So that's going to bring up Olof. She hit one into right center that the right fielder dropped. And so that's going to make it Dietert Weiland, a designated player, on deck. That's downstairs. There's the throw to second. Oh, it's a stolen base. To the catcher's credit, with that wind, the fact that she kept it anywhere in the infield was quite a chore. So that's going to put Dietert in scoring position, nobody out. Olof, that routine fly was a nightmare out in right field. Ooh, that's way upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. There's the rock and the fire. Downstairs, that's going to get away. That's a wild pitch. That'll move Dietert up to third. So runner on third now with nobody out. Weiland on deck and Wendorf in the hold. No balls, or three balls, no strikes. Top of the fourth inning. Blue Jays up 3-0, 60 feet away from adding to that lead. Strike one. Again, on the inner half of the plate, the Hatchets pitcher. Three-one pitch. Ball four. That's going to put Olof on first and bring up Weiland. She singled to left and drove in a run back in the second inning. So nobody out. Runners on the corners. I'm fairly confident Olof will be taken off somewhere in the first three pitches. There's the rock and the fire, his first pitch. There's the throw back to the pitcher. So on that one, she did take off, but since they cut it off, got to call that one a fielder's indifference. So runners in scoring position, regardless of how they got there. There's the pitch. Weiland ducks down a little bit, but it's up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Creditable performance by both hurlers given these weather conditions. There's the rock and the fire. That's way up and away. Weiland hustles out of the way in case Dieter decides to leg it in, but with nobody out, 3-0 count. Wendorf on deck and Heckendorf in the hole. So Blue Jays threatening here, top of the fourth. Nets hit into left field. Caught! What a play by the left fielder. That's her second outstanding play. Wow. That one was a dying quail. And she got in there and picked it up. The wind carried it, but that one was tremendous play. If Dietert had been on the bag, she probably would have scored, but one out, runner second and third, and that's going to bring up Wendorf inside the circle, doing well, ground out to short in the first and third in the second. And she hits that into left field, going, foul ball. That would have been extra bases if it had dropped fair. No balls, one strike. Top of the fourth, Blue Jays threatening, runners on second and third following an error, a wild pitch, and a walk. And there's the pitch. Wendorf hits that in, a soft liner to second. So from second and third with nobody out to second and third with two outs, that's going to bring up Heckendorf. Walked, stole a base, scored on an error in the first, and flew out with another fine player by play last inning to lead off by the Hatchets left fielder. Heckendorf, swing and a miss. Tomahawk hurler took a little bit off that. So here we are, top of the fourth inning. Blue Jays up 3-0. Here's the rock and the fire. Swing and a miss. Excellent location by the Hatchets hurler. No balls, two strikes. See if she comes in with a changeup or if she comes in on a fist. She's moving to the outer half of the plate. And that's fouled off. I tell you, the Hatchets catcher knows how to not only frame them, but she knows how to set up on those corners. See where she sets up now. Looking to the inside half, the 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt, that's going to get past the catcher. Wild pitch, everybody moves up. So that scores Dietert, moves Olof to third. So the Blue Jays pick up another run. They're up 4-0. And Blue walks the ball over to the Hatchets bench. Gets another one. That makes the count. One ball, two strikes. Olof on third. Ott in the on-deck circle. There's the rock and the fire. Swing and a miss, and that's the third out. But the Blue Jays get one run, no hits. An error and one left. After 3.5 from Tomahawk, it is the Merrill Blue Jays 4. Tomahawk Hatchets nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3.
Napa Auto Parts with Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m., Saturday, 7 to 5.
Hi, this is Chris Gallo.
Napa Auto Parts with Merrill is
and welcome back. Even the wind is affecting my computer right now. I apologize for that. Bottom of the fourth inning. 3-4-5 hitters for the Hatchets right now. Blue Jays up 4-0. This batter got up on third. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. So I apologize. Between the sun and the wind, even the computer doesn't want to behave itself today. Blue Jays up 4-0. Wendorf's pitch, and that's hit into left field. Fair ball, and that's going to be runner going to second. No, Quick throw in. That one was a seeing eye single. So five in a row had gone out. Now Wendorf gives up a single, and that's going to bring up the cleanup hitter. She flew out to Dietert in center field. Wind is lessening a little. Wendorf rocks and fires outside, ball one. So Blue Jays got one in the top of the fourth on an error by the hatchet shortstop, a walk, a stolen base, and two wild pitches. Swing and a miss, throws down to first. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hackendorf came upstairs with a riser. One ball, two strikes. Cleanup hitter for the Hatchets, batting from the left side. And that's fouled back to the screen. Count stays, one ball, two strikes. Runner on first, nobody out, bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays up 4-0. Hackendorf moves the inside, that's hit in the air. Foul territory, and Ott brings it down. Foul fly, that's one out. It's gonna bring up the fifth hitter. She struck out swinging to start the second inning. So one out, runner on first. Batting from the left, or from the right side. So, airs upstairs, ball one. We called that one a strike. Did not see the signal. So no balls, one strike, one out. That's downstairs. There's the throw to second. Out at second. So there's a 2-6 caught stealing. If you're keeping score, and that's two outs. Started with a little bit of a delay. Heckendorf's throw was to the third base side, but there was enough time for the shortstop to get over there and get it down for the tag. And that's hit. Oh, to right field for a base hit. That, she called him safe? Oh my, I thought, I saw him signal out. Well, it's a stolen base and now an RBI. Single and an RBI for the catcher for the Hatchets. There's the rock and the fire. Ball one. Wendorf wants the sign again. There's the rock, there's the fire. That's hit back to the screen. No way for Hackendorf to get there before it hit the screen. So one ball, one strike, one out on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned at the end of the game for our Daves County Market post-game show, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. And of course, our fourth inning stretch by Nicolet Bank. There's a swing and a miss. Oh, fouled it off, fouled it off. One ball, two strikes, 4-1 here, bottom of the fourth. Plate umpire gives it to plate, the good housekeeping seal of approval. One ball, two strikes. Sixth hitter in the hatchet order. There's the pitch. That's fouled off the screen again. So she's hanging tough. Oh, they're calling that a ball because she broke her hands while presenting, came back. So that's two balls, two strikes. And that's an automatic ball, like a balk, but not moving the runner up in softball. There's the 2-2 pitch. That's fouled again over toward the track. Wendorf gave up a leadoff single. What we thought was a caught stealing, but another one that didn't work. Oh, that's hit into left field. They're timing her up. That puts runners on first and second. Brings the tying run up to the plate. So we'll see what the Tomahawk Hatchets need to do now with one out, runners on first and second. Wind is now blowing straight out to left, again off the screen. So they're timing up Wendorf right now. Sophie Wendorf has good location today in challenging wind conditions. There's the rock and the fire. And that's hit to second. Over to short for one. Over to first. This time we get the break on the 4-6-3 double play. And that's going to be the third out. And that means one run, three hits, no errors, and one left. And after four complete from Tomahawk, it is the Merrill Blue Jays 4 and the Hatchets 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 90. And welcome back to Hatchet Field. Bottom of the fifth, or top of the fifth, Blue Jays, ball one. It'll be Ott, Pierce, and Orzuk. Maya Ott ground out to short in the first, struck out looking in the third. Blue Jays up 4-1 here, top of the fifth. That one was too far inside. Two balls, no strikes. The Hatchets hurler is keeping stuff downstairs. She's only had four risers that got away from her. Ott takes strike one. And that wind is picking up again. Blowing straight out to left center now. And that's up in the air. Heading back, back. Over the head of the center fielder. Ott gets in with a double. That may be wind blown. But Maya Ott, she got one up in the zone and she drove it. And today, for every outfielder, the first move is get out on your motorcycle and head to the fence and then turn around. So that puts Ott on second. It brings up Pierce. She tripled to right the last time. Ground out to second in the first. Oh, there's a sharp hit to short. Or second over to first. A very nice one hopper. Moves the runner up. So that puts a runner on third with one out. Brings up Orzuk. She took an 0-2 bouncer hitting her. Sacrificed her body before being erased in a dubious 4-6-3 double play. Walked stranded on second in the third. There's the rock and the fire downstairs. Last inning, Dietert scored on the wild pitch. So with one out, Ott will be watching. There's the rock and the fire. That's hit into left field. Left center. That's an RBI single for Orzuk. That's going to make it 5-1 here. And that's going to bring up Gropp. She ground out in that dubious 4-6-3 double play in the second. And ground out to the pitcher in the third inning. Tomahawk hurler rocks and fires downstairs, ball one. Maddie Gropp playing right field today. All the outfielders deserve the medal of valor. And that's grounded to short. Slow roller, second for one. First, and there's another 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. And so that will make it one run, two hits, no errors, and nobody left after four and a half from Tomahawk. It's the Blue Jays 5, the Hatchets 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay. And welcome back to Hatchet Field. 5-1 Blue Jays. Bottom of the fifth, eighth hitter ground out to second base back in the second. So Wendorf gave up three hits last inning, one in the second, and an error in the first. There's the pitch. That's hit foul down first base. The wind may have held that up, but nobody was going to get there. No balls and two strikes. Clouding up now. Doesn't look threatening yet. Field's in very, very good condition, especially given the way the winds are blowing today. There's the pitch. Oh, just missed the outside part of the plate, but that was probably an inch or two off the black. So this will be 8-9-1 for the Hatchets in the bottom of the fifth. And that's upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Thus far, Wendorf has one strikeout, no walks. Those three hits last inning showed that the Hatchets were timing her up a little bit. There's the pitch. Downstairs, full count. Three balls, two strikes. Wendorf gets the call, checks the wrist. There's the pitch. That's hit. And excuse me. Ah, oh, Dieter drops it in right center, coming in for the basket catch. So that's a straight-up error. She got under it. That was another dying quail, but she wasn't able to hold on to that. This is the ninth hitter for the Hatchets. And she hit one on the button, first inning. Ball one upstairs and in to Ott, starting off the third. 5-1 Blue Jays, bottom of the fifth. There's upstairs, and she chased that one out of the zone. I think that may have been a straight-up fastball that just got upstairs. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runner on first following the error by Dieter. Ooh, that's up and to the backstop. That's a wild pitch. Got off Heckendorf's glove, but that was way upstairs. So that's two balls, one strike. Now the Hatchets have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Brought it downstairs. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out on our Dave's County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned at the end of the game for our Dave's County Market post-game show, brought to you exclusively by Dave's County Market, downtown Merrill. Oh, my. That one looked like it caught the inside corner, and Heckendorf asked the question. Blue said it's off the inside, so that makes a 3-2 count with nobody out, runner on second. And that's hit in the air. Ott's behind it, and Olof gets it. So that's a pop out to second base. Olof backed up Ott nicely as that wind was taking it away, and that's going to bring up the leadoff hitter. She flew out to Grop in right in the first and lined out to Pierce in left field in the third. Upstairs, ball one. Blue Jays up 5-1. One in the first, two in the second, one each in the fourth and fifth. Upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties, but we're out behind home plate. Lovely vantage point if you have no wind. There's the pitch. Inside, three balls, no strikes. So Wendorf yet to give up a walk. Down into count 3-0, runner on second with one out. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Strike one, taken all away. On deck hitters ground out twice to Olof. Wendorf with the pitch. Strike two. Got that one in the outer half of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Wendorf gets the number, checks, here's the 3-2 pitch, and that's grounded foul off the hand of the Hatchets head coach. So count stays 3-2 with one out and a runner on second following Dieter's error. Would have been a nice basket catch. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And that's grounded to Olof. Olof gloves it nicely over to first. Olof gets the out, so that's two outs. Moves the runner to third, and that's going to bring up the second hitter in the Hatchet lineup. She's ground out to second base twice. Olaf has had flawless work on the infield today. Started a double play last inning. That's a hit in the air, fouled back toward the track. All runners remain safe. Umpire says, I need another ball. No balls, one strike, two outs. Hatchets have a runner on third. Blue Jays up 5-1, bottom of the fifth. There's the rock and the fire downstairs. Picked up nicely off the dirt by Hackendorf. Hackendorf setting up outside. Oh, that's up and in. Way upstairs. Shoulder high. Two balls, one strike. And that's hitting the air to center. Dietert on her horse, over her head. That's going to go for at least two. Let's see. She's going for third. There's the throw. Dietert did not get a glove on that one. That's a stand-up triple and a ribby. That one just took off. Dietert got on her horse and went back. But that one was headed halfway to Rhinelander. Grobs in center? Okay, thank you for the correction. Fortunately, I have... Oh, that one's way outside, out of the wind. So Grob moved to center and Dietert moved to right. Murtala, okay. Did not catch those substitutions. Fans have better look. Oh, that's hit to left. Coming in, and that's another base hit. Another ribby. So now it's 5-3, so Murtala's in left. But either way, everybody in the outfield is an adventure. It's a cleanup hitter now, outside ball one. So the Hatchets with that error by Grop in center, a windblown triple over her head and a single to left in front of Pierce, and it's now 5-3 and the tying run is up, upstairs 2-0. On a day like this, it takes very little to change the complexion of the game. There's the 2-0 pitch. Whoa, airmailed to the backstop. That's a wild pitch. Moves the runner into scoring position. So this damage done with two outs here. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Strike one. Oh, my goodness gracious. The ump says... bobbling the ball. But I think the tag caught the Hatchets player. She's tried to shake it off. Coach heads out there. We'll take a quick break as well. Blue Jays up 5-3, bottom of the fifth. Trainers heading out. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. Back to Tomahawk Hatchet Field. Runner stays put. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one was upstairs and out of the zone. That takes the count to 3-2 with two outs. That would have been ball four had she let it go, but she chased it. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And that's hit in the short left field. Heading. Drops in for a hit. Here comes the throw to the plate. Safe. That cuts it to 5-4 and puts the tying run in scoring position. And Coach Cron is waiting for the good housekeeping seal of approval job by the plate umpire to finish. And is calling for timeout. We'll take one as well. Tying run at second, bottom of the fifth. It's 5-4 Blue Jays. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And that's ground back to third, over to first, and that's the third out. But the Hatchets get three runs, three hits, one error, and one left. And after five complete from Tomahawk, it is the Blue Jays 5, the Hatchets 4. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to windblown Tomahawk Hatchet Field. Top of the sixth inning, Hatchets pick up three runs on three hits with an error and one left. And going to the top of the sixth, new hurler for the Hatchets. And Blue Jays leading it off. New hitter for the Blue Jays. Dietert is not hitting this inning. There's a ball upstairs. So the Blue Jays have a pinch hitter here batting from the left side. And she hits it up in the air. Infield, second base. Pops out. That's going to bring up Olof. Got on and came around and scored after an error by the right fielder. Walked, stranded on third in the fourth. So the Blue Jays hanging on here, top of the sixth inning, 5-4. And that's hit into right field. Oh, there's a seeing eye single. That one. I'll tell you, there's no other way to call it other than a seeing eye single. We used to call it a Texas League, or now they call it a flare. Either way, Olof's on first, and Weiland's up. Singled in a run in the second, flew out to left field, and that's upstairs, ball one. So Blue Jays leading 5-4, top of the fifth inning, or sixth. And that's grounded to third. Turns it to second for one. Way late on the double play. So Weiland grounds out in a fielder's choice. 5-4. I'll tell you, the Hatchets infield has done a incredible job with some help from Blue. There's a fastball, ground to short. Nice pickup over to second. Just beating it. And that's the third out, 6-4 on the putout. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. After five and a half from Tomahawk, it's the Blue Jays 5, the Hatchets 4. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Field. Home of the Hatchets, and it's the bottom of the sixth. And inside the circle, it's going to be Maddie Grapp. We'll see where Heckendorf moves. Olof still at second. Looks like Hoff, who's the flex player at short, is staying there. So the wind continues to blow and straight out. So we'll see what happens on the Blue Jay defense. It's going to be hard. This is a tough spot for Grapp to come into. It's a save opportunity for sure. Blue Jays will have to do some sticking in the seventh. Heckendorf throws it down. So let's see. Yeah, there's more changes here than a traffic light in downtown Merrill. Wendorf went to right. Pierce to center. Wirtala to left. Grapp's in on the mound, so one to nine, nine to eight, eight to seven, and 7-1. Well, anyway, for those of you keeping score, get an eraser. There's a spinner. Two balls, no strikes. Very grateful for all the help from the loyal Blue Jay fans. One of us has to know what I'm doing. This is a collective effort. Two balls and no strikes. Grop winds, fires upstairs, 3-0. The move here clearly with Heckendorf getting timed up in that last inning for three hits plus the one that Grop dropped in center. Here she goes, the 3-0 pitch. Strike one. Three balls, one strike. Blue Jays up by one, bottom of the sixth inning. They had it in hand till the three runs scored by the Hatchets back in the fifth. Maddie focuses hard. There's the 3-1 pitch. Ball four. That's going to bring up the sixth hitter in the lineup for the Hatchets, and she's gotten two singles to left. So we'll see if the Hatchets play small ball now with this wind. I'm not sure I expect it. There's the pitch. Here it comes. And there's the bunt. Third over to Olof. Got it. So she's 2-for-2 now with a sacrifice hit. 5-4 if you're keeping score. Runner moved to second. One out. Seventh hitter in the lineup. Ground out to second on a fielder's choice. And then a 4-6-3 double play in the fourth. Second and fourth. So Blue Jays upstairs, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Following the walk, and that is the first walk that the Blue Jays have given up. Oh, there's a nice one. Not sure where that one was, but Blue said it was not a strike. Two balls, no strikes. There's the 2-0 pitch. Up and in. Too high, Blue says. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's inside, ball four. So that's the go-ahead run now on first base. Bringing up the eighth hitter. She hit one that Grop tried to make a basket catch running in, dropped last inning. Came around to score. Ground out to Olof back in the second. One out, runners on first and second. Upstairs, ball one. Right now they're going to make Grop bring it in to the zone. One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch. That's grounded to short. She'll go over to third. Another out. It was a fielder's choice. And that one also looked very close. 6-5 on the putout. Two outs. Keeps runners on first and second. Brings up the ninth hitter. She lined out firmly to Ott in the second and popped up in the third, excuse me, to lead off. And last inning popped to Olof at second. Two outs here. Grop's pitch. Strike. Caught the outside half of the plate. Got to keep it out there. So Wendorf out in right field now. Strategic move. Swing and all. Oh, that's a miss. Back to the backstop. That's a wild pitch. That puts runners on second and third now. No balls, two strikes to the hitter. Grop needs the punch out here. There's the 0-2 pitch. Strike three call, and that gets the Blue Jays out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And after six complete, from Tomahawk. It's the Blue Jays 5, the Hatchets 4. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Hatchet Field, top of the 7th. Downstairs again, 2 balls, no strikes. Heckendorf leading off. 2-3-4 hitters. She walked, stole second, scored on an error in the first, flew out to left field. Nice play by the left fielder in the third. And that's ball three, 3-0, and struck out swinging in the fourth. So the Blue Jays up 5-4 here, top of the 7th. And that's ball four, Heckendorf. That one's getting away, and Heckendorf going to take this turn and hold. That's going to bring up Ott. Ground out to short in the first, struck out looking in the third, doubled and scored on Orzuk's single in the fifth inning. So Blue Jays got one in the first, two in the second, one each in the third and fourth. Hatchets one in the fourth and three in the fifth. Top of the 7th. There's the pitch. There's the bunt fouled in the batter's box. No balls, one strike. Top of the 7th. Blue Jays up 5-4. Runner on first. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Heckendorf up. Ott down 0-2. Pierce, who tripled in the second, on deck. And Orzuk, who's got an RBI single, walked and hit by pitch in the hole. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Upstairs, 1-2. Heckendorf is almost daring the Hatchets catcher to throw it down behind her, trying to force that mistake. No balls, check that. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the rock and fire. That's in and dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Top of the 7th on our Daves County Market scoreboard. From Tomahawk, downtown Olliboro's pleased to be bringing you the game. Blue Jay girls softball on Blue Jay 96.3. That's upstairs out of the zone, 3-2. That comes down a little bit, and it'll be Ott time. Give it a ride. 3-2. Tomahawk hurler sets. That's hit in the air to right field and snagged by the right fielder. I tell you, the Tomahawk outfielders must know this wind in this field well. So that's one out, and that's going to bring up Olivia Pierce, 1-for-3, grounding out in the first and fifth to the second baseman. That triple to just a little bit into right center field. And that's hit in the air. The fans were targeted on that play. Everybody hit the deck because nobody knew if it was going to blow back fair. And there's the pitch. And that's fouled into the screen. The entire quasi press box crew to my right was cringing. No balls, two strikes. Olivia Pierce. Here's this pitch upstairs, 1-2. Pierce laid off that riser. So one out. Heckendorf on first. 1-2 count. Blue Jays up 5-4, top of the 7th. Want to give a little bit of breathing room for Groff. And that's fouled off. Foul tip. Hanging tough there, Olivia Pierce. Pierce definitely wants to take it the other way. Hatchet's catcher tying her shoe. So we're back to a 1-2 count with one out on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned at the end of the game for our Daves County Market postgame show. And there's the pitch. And that's grounded up the middle, short to second. We beat one out, finally. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Again, the Hatchets infield. The field is in definitely good shape. I don't know if they watered it down before not to make it slow, but to keep the dust down. So two outs now with Pierce on first. Here's the Rock and the Fire upstairs, ball one. Little cat and mouse game between Pierce and the Hatchet's catcher. Pierce getting ready. Checks with Coach Cron. There's the pitch. And that's hit foul territory. First baseman can't get to it. So again, one ball, one strike, two outs under Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember that postgame show is brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Blue Jays trying to hold on to that 5-4 lead here, top of the seventh, trying to pad that lead. And that's grounded, slow roller to third, under a glove, over to first, gets past, here comes the runner in to score. That'll be an error by the shortstop. And that puts the runner on second and scores all the way from first. Olivia Pierce, that makes it 6-4 and brings up Grob. She's grounded to two double plays, a 4-6-3 and a 6-4-3 in the second and the fifth, and ground out to the pitcher in the third. So that brings in a run, makes it 6-4 Blue Jays. Runner on second. Ball one downstairs in the dirt. Blue Jays the beneficiary there of a low throw that the first baseman couldn't snag. Downstairs and in, two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays up 6-4, and they'll be facing the top of the Tomahawk Hatchet lineup in the bottom of the seventh. And that's down and in, three balls and no strikes. Hatch's pitchers missed down and in all three. So I would imagine Grop will be taken all away. There's the 3-0 pitch. He's got the strike. Inside corner of the plate, maybe the black. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Orzik on second. Pitch upstairs. Ball four, and that's a walk for Grop, and that's going to bring up, let's see. Dietert's back to batting now. Now we're going to see if we get a courtesy runner for Grop. So Dietert's back up. Runners on first and second. She hit a double to left center. Wind blown, but clearly a hit. Back in the first or second and scored. Got on an error by the shortstop, stole second, and came in on two wild pitches in the fourth. So she's one for two with two runs scored. Got a courtesy runner on first. That's upstairs, ball one. See who that courtesy runner is. They did not, okay. Yeah, Dietert is back in, but I was looking to see if we had a courtesy runner for Grop. Upstairs, 3-0. So the Hatchet's hurlers gotten behind on the last two. 3-0, Ava Dietert. She hits it down the left field line. Foul. So nobody can say that Dietert was working for the walk. Sun's trying to pop out here, making a cameo appearance. Three balls, one strike, two outs under Daves County Market scoreboard. Runners first and second. Upstairs, ball four, so Dietert walks. That loads him up, moves Grop to second and Orzuk to third. Olaf hit one to right, walked, and singled last inning. Downstairs, ball one. One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch. Down and in the dirt. Nice stop by the Hatchet's backstop catcher. Two balls, no strikes. Be shocked if Weiland, check that, Olaf is not taken all the way. And the Hatchets coach is headed out. So the bags are full of Blue Jays. We'll keep it right here. Top of the seventh. Blue Jays got one in already on an error by the shortstop that scored. Pierce. Orzuk on third following two walks. Gropp moved to second on the walk. The Hatchets coach is just out there trying to calm the pitcher. Anybody who can find home plate on a day like this. Like I said, the outfielders get the Medal of Valor. Inside the circle, I get you get the Medal of Honor. Two balls, no strikes. Olaf up to bat. Bags full of Blue Jays. Blue Jays up 6-4. Top of the seventh. Some insurance runs would certainly be nice. There's the pitch. There's the strike. Took a little off it, but came up in the zone. Got the strike call. Two balls, one strike. There's the pitch. Strike two. A little bit lower, but the same location inside the hat. On the hands. Two balls, two strikes. Hatchets are working inside. Here's the 2-2 pitch with two outs. Swing and a miss, and they get out of it. One run and no hits. An error and three left, and going to the bottom of the seventh. It is the Blue Jays 6, the Hatchets 4. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Hatchet Field. It is the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Blue Jays are up 6-4. They got one in the first, two in the second, one each in the fourth, fifth, and one in the seventh. Gropp winds. Oh, that was hit. Oh, foul. She turned on one right in on the fists. That was foul by about 4 feet at most, if not less. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the seventh. Blue Jays up 6-4. There's the pitch. Inside, one ball, one strike. There's the pitch. And that's hit in the air into left center field. Cut off nicely. And there's a little bobble. She didn't head on. I'm going to call that one a single and an error in the left fielder. So that brings the tying run to the plate. Number two hitter, two ground outs to Olaf in first and third, tripled and scored, driving in a run in the fifth. Gropp sets and fires upstairs, outside, up and out. One ball, no strikes. Tying run at the plate, bottom of the seventh, nobody out. Upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Checks her wrist, Gropp in the 2-0 hole, runner on second. And that's hit in the air, right side, Olaf's under it, makes the catch. That's going to bring up the third hitter, got on an error by Orzuk in the first, singled, stole a base and scored in the fourth, singled and scored with a ribby in the fifth. And that's grounded over to second. The first, and that's the out. That was the cleanup hitter. So that's going to put a runner on third with two outs. So this is the fifth hitter in the order. She struck out swinging in the second, singled in a run in the fourth, ground out in the fifth, and walked in the sixth. Reich won. Excellent location downstairs on the black. Smile creases across Gropp's face, checks the number. No balls, one strike, two outs. There's the pitch. Strike two. She's got that location down. No balls, two strikes. Not bringing anything in tight. No balls, two strikes. Heckendorf sets up on the outside. Doesn't chase, one and two. Heckendorf with excellent placement. Gets the nod from the assistant coach. They're moving to the inside part of the plate. Nope, back to the outside. There it is. Swing and a miss. Fouled off. Gropp moves in to cover the plate if that had not been called a strike. So one strike away. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Be sure to stay tuned after the game for our Daves County Market post-game show, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Blue Jays up 6-4, 1-2, two outs. And that gets past the catcher, and that's going to be a score, a wild pitch. That scores the fifth run. So that run they got on the top of the seventh looks really big now. Two balls, two strikes. And now the dirt's blowing a little bit. But plate umpire, Heckendorf tries to help him get the good housekeeping seal. Everybody's out there right now. Coach Gron just settling them down. Outfielders. Gropp's out there to finish this up. Heckendorf, she's talking to Gropp and said, hey, yeah. They're both exchanging some moment of jocularity there, but that was a tough one. And she got the ball. The backstop here is about 20 feet behind home plate. Heckendorf got to it, but her throw was late and wide. So this brings up, keeps the fifth hitter up there. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard. 2-2, here's the pitch. Way outside, 3-2. As Coach Cray has said, it's not what looks like changeups. Could be outshoots or spinners, but it's a 3-2 count. There it is. And that's hit to short, into center field. Tying run is on underneath the shortstop's glove, but that's a straight up hit. So the winning run is at the plate, and she's got two singles and a sacrifice, but a race twice in plays by Olof at second. So Gropp, one out away from the save. And that's ground to third, picked up cleanly, thrown to first. That's the ball game, 5-3 put out. One run, two hits, no errors, one left. And we will be back shortly with our Daves County Market postgame show. The final score from Tomahawk, it's the Blue Jays 5. Let's check that, 6. A Hatchet's 5. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Tomahawk Hatchet Field. I have just received the bad news that Culver's is closed today for remodeling. So if you want burgers, you got to go to our other burger sponsor, Chips. But we're going to have a great post-game show right now, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. All of the assistance from the stands has departed. They blew away. Last seen blowing toward Rhinelander and Crandon. You can hear the wind picking up. I'm not sure if Coach Cron's going to come join us or not. We're hoping she will. But here's how it went today. Of course, Daves County Market postgame show is brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. They value family. They value fresh. They value you. And again, thanks to all the fans who helped me understand. We had some technical difficulties early on. The Hatchets got No runs in the first on an error by Orzuk, a single in the second. 1-2-3 in the third. The Blue Jays in the first. Wendorf ground out. Heckendorf walked, stole second, and scored on an error by the first baseman after Ott ground out short to first. Pierce got out in the second. A hit-by-pitch for Orzuk, a 4-6-3 double play. I've said it four times. It was dubious. And then a double and an error by the right fielder on a fly by Olof. And then a single by Weiland for an RBI. That put the Blue Jays up 3-0. One for the Tomahawks in the fourth. Three singles with a stolen base. Ended with a nice 4-6-3 double play. And then in the fourth for the Blue Jays, an error by the Hatchet shortstop, a walk, a couple wild pitches, that scored a run. In the fifth for the Blue Jays, a double by Ott and an RBI single by Orzuk. And in the seventh, the Blue Jays had three walks and an error by the shortstop, left the bags full, but the Blue Jays win at this one, giving up one in the bottom of the seventh, a single, error by the left fielder, put a runner on second. Two outs, a single, moved the runners to first and third. And then the wild pitch scored. I should say the wild pitch scored. And then a ground out to Orzuk to end the game. So Wendorf gets the win. And the save goes to Matty Grob. Their papers are blowing all over. Hopefully Coach Cron will be able to come over and join us shortly. If you don't hear the wind, it's about 35 miles an hour, and I believe most of Northeast Lincoln County is now in Oneida County. So we'll see if Coach Cron's going to be able to come over and join us. She's trying to sort through all those papers. The wind is now getting much more brisk. The track meet behind us, anything today, is going to be wind-aided, to say the least. We'll see if we can get Coach Cron's attention before we wrap up our Daves County Market post-game show. Tomorrow from Athletic Park, we will have boys baseball, 4:15 pregame, 4:30, Stevens Point coming to town. And Thursday, we will be in Marshfield for the doubleheader at Madison Elementary School as the Blue Jays go to play the Tigers of Marshfield. And blowing in to join us just for a few minutes, we're very grateful to have Coach Craw. Coach, is there anybody who hasn't blown into Oneida County yet?
I know, the wind is always pretty bad here. Usually we say it's really bad at the mark. It's worse here. Kaylee, go in the dugout with that so they don't blow away, please.
And she's trying to get all the secret papers kept in hand. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for Daves County Market postgame show. This is my first time in Tomahawk. Is it always this windy?
I don't know. This is my first time in Tomahawk. So well, I guess the weather's always been, you know, we've tried to play games a couple years in a row, but then when you get rescheduled, conference always trumps non-conference games, and then we end up haven't been playing them. So,
well, we got through it. Nobody blew away yet, we know of.
Yeah.
We win this one. Talk to us a little bit about Sophie's work and Maddie's inside the circle.
So Sophie hasn't started for us yet this season. She's been more of a reliever and closer, so that was a different responsibility for her that we're glad she was willing to take on. She did a good job, and then, you know, Maddie coming in being a little different from her that last time around the batting order, I think really helped for us, and we were able to come back and get stuff going that we needed to get going, so it was good.
Are all of the outfielders in this game, I said they should all receive the Medal of Valor trying to play outfield in a game like this. Seemed like some routine flies became almost home runs.
Yeah, it, you know, you get your feet set under a ball and then it moves 6 feet, so it was difficult for both sides here today, but you know, ultimately comes back to your instincts and how much you're willing to go for a ball and how you adjust. It's always about
speaking
how you
of
adjust.
Adjustments, you were making outfield adjustments all the time, trying to find the best gloves and the best wheels to go after some of those balls. I thought we had a pretty good day defensively given this kind of weather.
Yeah, I think we're still giving some outs where we should be getting some of those more routine plays, but that comes with time, and we'll continue to tighten those up.
Well, we come back now. Do you have a game tomorrow?
No, we don't play till Thursday. We have a doubleheader.
Well, good news is we'll be joining you down in Marshfield for that. Thanks so much for joining us before you have to set up the sail and blow home.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
And that's going to do it for me. Final score, Blue Jays 6, Hatchets 5. Blue Jays win. Blue Jays win. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3.
You've been listening to Merrill Girls Softball action on Blue Jay 96.3 WJMT. Today's game has been brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Dave's County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Softball Booster Club, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Pine Ridge Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and Westside Market. Listen all season long as we bring you girls softball on the voice of Merrill Varsity High School Sports. Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730 on the WJMT app and Alexa.